Geshe will be arriving in a few minutes, very shortly. And when he comes into the room, if you've never been here before, just as a, to let you know, that we will all stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then you'll see many of us do prostrations. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. We'll be saying prayers in this white prayer book at the top of the first base sheet and the bottom of the pink sheet, which is the next page. And if Geshe-la does the exact same thing as he did this at the earlier session this morning, then he'll be talking a lot about meditation practices. And he'll also, he mentioned earlier that he would answer some of the questions that were sent to him through our system. We if you want to write it out, there are some slips on the other side of this wall that say questions for Geshe-la, and you can just write it out and put it on here, and it can be anonymous. Just put it on this music stand right there. And we also have a way to do it online so that he will be sure to answer them. So if we could just sort of settle our minds to get ready for the teachings. If you have cell phones, would you please put them on, turn them off or put them on vibrate and mute. And you're always welcome to bring drinks in here. So to the white prayer book, to the first base sheet. We'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, and then the Four Immeasurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta omune mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta Mahamunaye soha tayata omune mune Mahamunaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam. Thank you. to the pink sheet. At the bottom, you'll see two mantras. So let's chant Chinrezig mantra 8 times and then Green Taurus mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And I forgot to mention, as we say the mantras, if you'll please remember the people on the prayer list. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Thank you very much, and the children are welcome to go to their classes. If you've never been to the center before, if you'd please accompany your child, fill out a survey form and find out where to pick your child up. Thank you.
Good morning. Should we begin with some meditations? Huh? You like some meditation? Supposed to repeat everything that I said this morning sessions. Yeah. That's like teaching Groundhog Day. Repeat. So probably begin with if there is somebody so it's kind of new to hear the center, so I think it's good to begin with something like this. Okay. Meditations, you know, the meditation word meditation gom is like, you know, making ourselves familiar with something. Okay, gom. That's it. No more. You know, so it's not like going to become something, you know, like, so just simply making our minds familiar with some things. So there's three types of meditation that you can do. Review something that you read, you know, maybe something that you memorize, that you review. Typically pretty much done in the monastery because, you know, we memorize 100 pages, you know, sometimes. Then going through then like that, you know, so then that's like a review meditation, your mind is kind of going through. Could be prayers. Review. So there's one type of meditation you can do, then we call analytical meditations, you know, then you pick certain point, you know, in some certain topic you pick, then you kind of brainstorm. That's called analytical meditations. So meditation that here we are going to do is like concentration meditations. So all my friends, and including myself, it's important to understand why you concentrate. Okay, why you concentrate. Oh, because I go to Kadamba Center. That's not good. No good reason. That's nonsense. Oh, that's no good. We meditate. When you look at the teaching of six perfections, the last two perfections, number fifth, samdhi chishi, concentration produce calm mind, peaceful mind. So that's why we meditate. Not because you go to Kadamba Center, not because, because this and that, simply to produce calm mind, peaceful mind, that's all. No, it's nothing like to become something else, something, okay? Samdhi chishi, lo yu tol, then wisdom liberates, not just simple wish or simple belief. Wisdom, it needs wisdom to liberate, So that's according, based on this last two perfections, according to the teaching of the six perfections, last two perfections, number five. That's why we concentrate. So now the question is, that's why we concentrate. Then what is the purpose? What is the purpose? Purpose is to produce calm mind. Then I also want you to know this. What is the power of meditation? What is the power of meditation? Power of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Negative thought. So that's the last thing we need when it comes down to yourself, when it comes down to other people. Negative thought. Why? Because there's mental suffering. There's a disturbance. It's like this kind of disturbance. Disturbance is the correct English. Disturbance in the mind. Yeah, disturbance. So the negative thought. So. So now, I just talked to the young man outside there before I come here. So the goal is to concentrate. So whether you can use physical movement, you can consider your breath. So at the same time, it's important to understand the power of meditation to reduce negative thought. So there's power of meditation. So then also you can placing very closely all your attentions on breath. Placing very closely all your attentions on physical movement. Placing all your attention very closely on sensations. Or you can say feelings. So maybe not that the way he describes it. I just have some comments with this young man. The way he says, he just go through, begin from the head. Not from here, from the head. Yeah, body, exactly the body skin. So I have no idea. So I've never done that body skins. So this is something that idea is closing, no matter what kind of technique that you use, without losing the point. The point is placing very closely all your attentions on feeling. You can also call sensations. I'm not sure what's the difference between sensation and feelings. You can do that. Or you can concentrate on your breath. Or you can just, So that's what we'll do. So if you are familiar with the breathing meditations, then you do that. So, and if you don't know about breathing meditation, then you are welcome to ask the two wonderful, venerable nuns. They can help you. So the idea is now concentrate wherever it is, whether it could be feeling, could be a sensation, or could be breath, could be your mind. That's more challenging. Could be your mind, symptom measure, little measure. So, same, physical, same, mind. So, feeling or sensation, then there's thinking about some color or some image, or maybe focus on the breath, something like that, okay? Instead of me guiding the meditation, so I will leave that up to you, so you choose, okay? So, then see, we'll probably do not going to say how long, how short, just to, we just to, right? It's always good to do meditation with the group. Don't you agree? Huh? Because of energy, energies. So in Tibetan word, it's called nyupa. Nyupa. Nyupa means energy. Nyupa. So here, you know, this example is not very relevant or practical, because everybody will use vacuum cleaner, vacuum. So in India, we use broom. So then there's like 100 pieces tied together, 100 different pieces of the coconut leaf. It's kind of hard, huh? Straw. Then that's how you know, clean. So if you just use one piece, it's not powerful enough to know just how much dirt that one piece can. Very like tiny little bit. And you put it together, you know, that's more powerful. So that's an example that we use. Like that's doing something with a group. It changes energy within the environment. Why? Because it's kind of rare that everybody concentrate. You know, everybody concentrate. So that's, you know, that's so powerful. Everybody concentrate. Oh. So that's why I think some studies been probably done, you know, like 100 people meditating at the same times. And maybe I'm not just 100, but so many people meditating at the same times has huge impact on the within the community. They show some studies. And it's like, I heard that from the Longview Center downtown. There's like, he's like priest or what? Priest who teach there, what they call priest or minister, very nice guy. So he told me that like they have some programs, you know, that all everybody at the same time they meditate. And 5 minutes or 2 minutes, I'm not sure. They said the positive impact of that is not quite good. So I think there's some meditating here. So grateful that we have no meditation session in the morning. People come here and meditate, no good. So and that's why I'm saying that your presence here at the center is, whether you believe or not, it is important. You know, it's important, it's doing something important, so believe or not. Then, I'm thinking what I said this morning. I've been thinking what I've been saying, what I said this morning. So the one thing that I cannot say, because in the morning I said I just wake up. So now it's been like 1 hour, I cannot say that. I cannot repeat that. I've been wake up now more than hours. So stupa that we built, I really want, I requested a number of class. I want you to read the benefit of, you know, Sargam Ambari in the stupa. You also please read. No, there's no, the books are available. So then please take advantage. You know, as I said, so nice to see this morning somebody's bringing a beautiful looking dog. Huge, you know, so that's how you benefit your pet. That's how you benefit. You know, so like this is like, according to Buddhism, this is the stupa is the center of the whole, the positive energy has been kind of like, I say, the center of the energies. You know, the inside, there are so many sacred relics. So it itself is symbolized, you know, like the enlightened mind. That means the mind that's good for, you know, all living beings. It's not just, you know, Buddhists. They are dedicated for all living beings. So probably that's where probably all the energy is going to be observed, I think, here. Because people, especially when they go around, they go with altruistic attitude, you know. From my side, 100% sure that you are creating something very important. So I'm not sure, me here mumbling something here, I'm not sure how much benefit you get. So there, no doubt, you go around one round, not because you know you are chased by somebody, you are running out of your life. You went there by your choice, you know. So easiest or simplest way to create huge amount of merit, I think that's what it is, you know. So we didn't build in somewhere in India or Nepal, we built it here. So you know, whoever comes here, you know, so we can go around. So very, very grateful, but there's so much energy to put in there, you know, even like from this community, you know, like so many hours of work put it there. So now, later on, if you ask me, what is Gijila, what is the easiest way to create a huge amount of merit? What's the easiest practice? Please, go around the stupa. That's all. Go down the stupa, you know. Bring your pet. You know, so go around there. So that's good. So, and believe or not, you know, so like, it's like an unimaginable benefit. When you come into center, please take advantage. You go on one round. No, so I'm just telling, it will be wonderful. If you see some purpose, then we must take advantage. When you go out, just go one round, you know, so, and you bring your pets, so this is something good things to do, really, okay? So I hope you will take advantage. Then what else I said? The best form of meditation is sleep. Dr. you don't agree with me? Dr. Brown? Yeah, so I'm just joking. So like I said, sleeping is good thing, so it's not a bad thing. So, okay, now I remember what I said. I did talk about a little bit about love, you know, how to, the order of developing loving kindness and compassion. Loving kindness, compassion. The one thing, the precious human life. Okay, precious human life. As I said, Buddhism, more you read, more it seems like more complicated, more deep. Yeah, there is so much to learn. So the whole point is to know, it's also if you, it all comes down on how to think good. So I said this many, many times, not because I don't think you understand, you don't understand. I do know that you understand, you fully understand that. But now the point is, why I'm saying this again and again? So that's exactly you do when you meditate. You think again and again. Think good. So, I think just, you know, the simple thing, like thinking about the precious human life, the life that you possess. It's been said 2,500 years ago. After that, since then, it's been said repeatedly, again and again, again and again, again and again, again and again. So something needs to be probably pay attention to what they are talking about. So precious. Like, say, what you call Yishin Norbu. That's jewel, that's precious jewels. If you possess that, everything, if you imagine that, you know, fresh, warm chocolate chip cookies from the whole food, it just appears. It just appeared there, you know? Something, you know, just appeared there. If you have possessed this rich, fulfilling juice, what you call Ishinobu, Tibetan people, we call His Holiness Dalai Lama, that Ishinobu, that's what it means. It means rich, fulfilling juice. That's what Tibetan people, what we call His Holiness Ishinobu, Ishinobu. Having that one, you know, it kind of sounds interesting that you can visualize something that just appears like that. If you have 100 of those, your life is far more precious than this 100 of precious, wish-fulfilling, precious jewels. It's been said since 2,500 years ago. It's been repeatedly said again and again and again and again. It's important, you know. So, why is it repeated again and again? But in order to gain experiential understanding of precious human life, that requires, you know, something. Think again. So I think so meaningful, so precious, so difficult to find. easy to lose. That's life. So, if you are thinking about that, that is a lovely meditation. You are doing a lovely meditation, you know. And the second topic, in the beginning of the lovely, that's what they talk about, precious human life. I want you to probably, you know, try to think about that, to study a little bit about that, what it means, you know. So much will grow from there, you know, so much, I say. Otherwise, you know, all kinds of things, you know, like unbelievable. All kinds of things, you know, like all kinds of things that, you know, even just related to this body, you know. Oh, I wish, you know, my mustache doesn't look great. You know, so I wish, you know, it would touch here and all the way go up there perfectly like this. And then like that, you know, something that you don't have. Then when you have that, I say, I don't like the way it touch here, you know, so I just want to cut that. Goes on and on and on. So it's like unbelievable, you know, goes like that. Goes on and on, on and on, you know, like everything is like, they always, you know, like, how is about think that your life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find, you know? So, do we ever pay attention to that, you know? So, this is something very important. Next time, when you say precious human life, it means something deep. Something deep. What's the benefit of doing this practice? More likely that you are not going to ruin your life. You are not going to think something negative of your life, no? So that's good things, you know. Like, as Chokla Yijidunga, according to the four stanza of Madhyamaka text composed by one Indian master, in that text it says, Chokla Yijidunga, people who are well up, more mental problems, more mental problems. People who are not well up materially, more physical problems. Okay? So, thinking wise, people in developed countries, they think more. Am I correct? Yeah, in like, because I grew up in, you know, third world countries, there, life is so difficult, there's not, there you don't have time to think about, you know, anything else besides that, how to survive, that's all. You know, less opinions, because there's really nothing to have opinions, you know, like, and it seems like life is simple. So anyway, that's exactly what we chokla ijidunga, you know, people who are well up, more mental, more problem in the mind, more problem in the mind. Okay, people who are, you know, less materially less fortunate materially, less fortunate, more physical problems. Dunganyi, those two dungal sufferings. Ni two. Dunganyi jigde, the life that we live, you know, jig is change. Every moment it changes, you know, it every moment change. That's the life, that's the reality. It's every moment it change. Oh? That's how slowly, sequentially, that's how this is not life. That's what is life. Some of the physical problems, some of the mental problems, you know, several, then you can rotate, and that's how probably the life, you know, life is not, that's what is life. So, then another saying in Tibetan, Kibu rangi machana dubu mi tangyos. Kibu rangi machana, if you don't make yourself happy, other people make your life miserable. If you don't make your life happy, other people make your life miserable. Kibu rangi machana dubu mi tangyos. Not always intentionally. That's, you know, like dubu mi tangyos. So there's something to think about. So then it makes no sense that we have to make our life happy. Happy. So now the question is how? How? So, the do you believe in good intention and bad actions? Good intention, bad actions? Or unskillful actions? Intention is good. Goal is good. But the intention always correspond, how to say, sophisticatedly with the actions within there. So one example I give you this, the Karen is here, so the Karen, they picks me up, like time to time from my house. The driveway is kind of like this, driveway is kind of like hill. So my intention is good, so I, whenever I get into the, I mostly sit in front of the front seat. Usually it's most of the front seat. It's like wide, it's like way back. There's a lot of room there. You can just extend your feet. So then I always try to push that a little bit, give more space. That's my intentions, giving me space. Then they have to back up because that's how you get out. Then the minute I got in, while the car is backing up, then I just put like that. I couldn't control it. It just goes. Instead of giving more space, squeeze. So that's, I'm not sure what you call. Intention is good, but instead of giving more space, that's what you intend to do. But the actions kind of squeeze. Oh, yeah. So that happens all the time. So that's just exam. That happens all the time. As I say, according to the saying, Kibu Rangam Dominic, Kibu Rangi Bachanas. So, how to make your life happier? And I think, if you agree, from my understanding, it requires critical thinking. It requires critical thinking to make your life happier. So now, whatever happiness that you gain during concentration meditations, that's really happiness. Okay, that's really happiness. So many things that we call happiness is just basically temporary relief. Then I talk a little this morning. I talk a little bit about. I touch a little bit about loving kindness, compassion. It's kind of overwhelming thinking about all living beings, all living beings, goodness of all living beings, well-being of all living beings. Wonderful idea. But when it comes to a practical level, it's too big to tackle. Overwhelming. So you have to begin somewhere. So now, I just want to share, only share this morning, order, how one can practice loving kind of compassion. The order, I just explained that order. First step, do you have a wish to help yourself overcome from sufferings? That's the first question, to have a wish. Second, how strong? Not having strong wish to help yourself to overcome from certain degree of sufferings is impossible to develop any loving kindness, compassion towards somebody, to overcome sufferings. What is required? Okay. What it requires to have this strong wish, to help myself to overcome or to lift up from sufferings. So now that leads back to the Four Noble Truths, Buddha's teaching, Four Noble Truths. First up to this suffering. Why somebody who spent 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi trees comes out of that meditations, and after 49 days, and the first teachings that person gives is Four Noble Truths. Among those Four Noble Truths, the first one is truth of sufferings. if you are interested about this you know, the teachings, then I think the Four Noble Truths is something that we give some, need to give some attention, maybe to read, to think, why. So, then, you know, that is according to the teachings, that's what is lacking. So, then, what I said, so probably that's, I've been trying to learn this word, like, scare the hell out of it. Trying to learn the word, you know, so that's exactly, you know, that's exactly, you know, so, I'm scared the hell out of anger? That's no good. That's one problem. Do we ever say I'm scared the hell out of jealousy? Like that. So, when you said that, if you really mean it from your heart, you will not go back to the same kind of, how you say, then, you know, same, you don't go there because you are scared, you know. So like that, you know, that's the whole reason why the truth of suffering is about. So I say, example, my experience. When you encounter somebody, you know, like say, I think it's okay to say the name because, you know, he's my friend, Nolan. Generally speaking, you know, but Nolan don't mind, you know, so he's very happy, you know, outgoing, very happy, nice, you know, always kind of like charming, you know, very happy persons. All of a sudden, something goes on there, he got very depressed, you know, very depressed. And here, I have no idea, no clue about depression, I have no clue about depression. So, so that does not mean I never got depressed, maybe I did get depressed, but I don't understand. Probably no, this word doesn't exist, no, that is used in Tibetan. So anyway, so now, big difference. You have wish to help, but you don't understand what this person is going to. Physically, looks fine, talk, you know, eat, there's nothing wrong, you know. So there's like, then there's something inside, there's something really, something like, feel like, the way that he explained, like that deep hole from there. There is certain level of sympathy, but not deep, because you don't understand. So when I ask somebody to come to talk to him, somebody who went through depression, he really kind of like, you know, lifted up. That's a long time ago. Now he's completely fine. He's overcome. Good news. Now he's perfectly normal. You know, so, and you know, then he kind of like, you see, you know, like kind of lights kind of up. And he really enjoyed talking to somebody who understood what he's going through. Rather than say, oh, just meditate. He's not going to meditate. There's no skillful method. He's not in the position to meditate because he can't think about meditations. You know, he's all confused about that. So that means somebody who understands, somebody who already experienced that, understood that, that person is much more to offer. You know, much more to offer. So then the other person really enjoy listening. You know? So that's the whole purpose, you know. I may not explaining the best way, you know, but you know, that's the idea. I hope that you understand the ideas. So like truth of suffering. So then after that, you know, then you develop very strong, not just wish, you have to have strong wish to help yourself to liberate, you know, to free from certain. So then, you know, so like loving kindness, compassion. The loving kindness is something that, you know, I said this morning, that loving kindness for all living beings, that's no big idea, but that has to begin with somewhere. So then you begin with your close friend, your family, your loved one. That's how you begin. Then you move to the strangers. Then you move to the enemies. Then that becomes universal love, universal compassion, universal kindness, because it now covers all these three range of, you know, group of people. Everybody, including those three things, love, friends, strangers, the person we don't like. So now, Okay, what is loving kindness? According to Buddhism, what is loving kindness? Loving kindness is something, you know, when you feel that your friend, close, loved one is not as wanting to be happy, but not being really happy. Wanting to be happy, but not being really happy. So then, how to contribute to that? How to contribute? Could be idea, and could be say, It is complicated. It's not easy. It's complicated. When it comes down to practical level, it is complicated. You have to be very, very mindful. Oh, certain things that people does affect your happiness does not necessarily mean that person is doing it intentionally. Maybe you have certain ideas, you know, so because of this hurting, you're losing your happiness, your heavy mind, you know, because of that. So, an idea, you know, so like, even just talking about the kitchens, there's so much happiness we lose within the kitchen. Just forget the whole world. In the kitchen, no? That like, this is about not able to let it go. It's about holding on something very tightly. When you look very close, it's not that important. It's not that important, but you kind of hang on there very tightly, not being flexible. So like, so probably we need to begin with the kitchen dharma. Kitchen dharma? Yeah, so like, you know, you're coming into the kitchens, just coming out of your prayer session, meditation sessions, then you're coming into the kitchens, you look around, you know. Then you see there's a lot of, you know, those things. Not the first, not that's me, that's not the issues, it's always someone else. It's always someone else, not you, you know. So then, you know, then that's how, you know, how you lose your happiness. That's how you lose happiness. So, Oban Vandro is supposed to have the middle kind of, there's like shelf, you know, there are three shelves. You are already pre-programmed, you already have ideas. The first shelf, all this is, you know, like I say, different types of cups that you like that. All these kind of cups should go there. You know, so then this or anything like that, you know, like that doesn't look like glass, or should go there. All the glass should go here in the middle. Then the really cup with the handle like this, this all should go the bottom. You open up this, you see there's glass. In the middle, there's, instead of seeing glass, you see some of those. There's some of those up all the way up from here, and there everywhere kind of chaos. Okay. Oh, it's like everywhere. So now, like, now you see the, now that's why I'm saying kitchen dharma is needed. So, okay, now, or you can just quietly, simply, you can move. Or you just leave it there, or just, you know, do something else. Or maybe educate the persons. From now on, it's very, very important, you know, because that's how I lose my happiness. Right after my meditation, that's how I lose, exactly. Not after 1 minute after my meditation sessions, that's how I lose my happiness. From now on, it's very, very important to be mindful, to think where those things should go. So you don't ask, you know, are you doing this intention? You don't ask that. You educate them, you know. Second day, no progress. Again, there's not much change. What do you do? You constantly be miserable to educating that person. That person is not really, I think. So that's like, I think it's like dharma begins with the kitchen. Okay, that's called kitchen dharma. So there's so much that you can gain. Just walk in the kitchens. So then, you know, there's everything, there's choice. There's choice you make. So that's just examples, you know, that I think you can use, because everybody go to kitchens pretty much every day, you know. So why I'm so tired with these things. How is about if somebody's put all of them on the floor? Oh, I'm going to probably die then. I'm going to have heart attack and I will die right there. This is not talking about all living beings. It's just talking about some glass and some dead like that. So there's no, this is just an example. You make some ideas, then you are so tight, you are not able to be flexible. You know? If that person says, instead of saying, I'm very, very sorry that I make mistakes, so from now on, I will do exactly the way you tell me to do. That's quite rare. Yeah. No? Right? That's quite rare. Instead of saying, why you care? No, it just goes here, go there, why you care? Oh, they're not easy, huh? Instead of following your way of thinking, the person says, why you care? It's kind of silly, nonsense. They say, why you think it goes here and there, like, Dharma is needed, there's no Dharma. Where's meditation? Where's all this prayer that you said? It's gone. So that's why I'm saying, you know, there's like, it happens like, so then, you know, then we all need to, you know, like that's what I'm saying is like there's so much opportunities. You know, that's why, that's just example. Make some idea, caught up with that idea, not being flexible and uptight with that, you know, that's then how, like, need to think about how we are lose our happiness, you know, how we have a mind. So that's just in the kitchen. Can you imagine if they move whole house? Then expand in the bathroom, shower, bedroom, closet, oh my. Yeah. If they move out of house, then it gets harder and harder. So being flexible, able to let it go, you know, then really think about why it's so important, or maybe, yeah, not totally going against your idea. Yeah, that's my idea that I like to do. So I like to glass to have in the middle, then the most comes here. That's what I like to do. When I see something, you put it there. Next time it's up there, put it down there. So then first you educate, professional not really paying attention. Maybe like unintentionally, maybe like forgetful, whatever it is. There's limit how much you can do. If you cannot do it, just leave. That's what you do. You know, so rather than, you know, educating. That education for that person is not that important. That the person doesn't appreciate. You know? Not that important, don't appreciate that. So like that. So that's what I'm saying. Thinking positive. Being practical. And since it's all coming down, letting how to let it go. You know, certain idea, we should not be caught up, hang on there. So the key is positive mind, calm mind. This should be the most priority, the most important. That should be the prior in our day-to-day life list, my peace of mind. So that's the goal. Then based on that, we have to be flexible in order to maintain that. Otherwise, if you are not flexible, open, you can maintain. You cannot maintain. I mean, deepen consciousness, totally functioning based on different types of karma. How you expect that consciousness, the karma, to be functioning exactly the way you want? Impossible. Impossible. How? Impossible. You have no clue how much karma has been created, that consciousness has been created. You have no clue. Even not just clue, even one clue, one tiny clue, you don't have no clue. Except expecting that consciousness and all the base or root, except expecting that to do exactly the way you want to do, is impossible. It's not possible. That's why we have to open. We have to be flexible. We have to be open. Otherwise, sufferings will never end. Never ever end. Suffering will never ends. Okay. So that's why, according to Lama Yiji, how you say, becoming easygoing person, easygoing. So that's becoming your own therapist. You know, thinking, it requires critical thinking. So that's what I'm saying. You know, like, So then, you know, develop, you know, the loving kindness, like somebody, your loved one, you know, your loved one, your close ones. It's not, how you say, not having good time, not having good time or happiness, not having, not as a, wanting to be happy, but not being, how you say, happy. Mm. So then contribute to that, contribute, whatever ways, contribute. You know? We should not, like I say, small things, you know, we shouldn't make big deal out of it, big deal out of it. So there you, do you remember that? I always try to pick up some lesson that makes commonly, the common sense understanding, you know, that like, that's like the battle over butter, butter over, how's the butter battle. This whole book is based on where to put butter, up here, how's the at the bottom or up, whole battle start, whole battle, battle. People have this agreement, okay, because some people say, okay, butter should put on the top. Some people say, no, the butter should put bottom. This whole battle is based on that. It's kind of silly, no? What does it matter? Butter goes here, butter goes here. So that doesn't matter. When you eat, doesn't matter. You know, like the mouth doesn't ask you a question, okay, where you put butter? Get there. You just want to eat, and that's all. You know, so they say, so stomach don't ask questions of where the butter is. So stomach is happy just to see the butter there. Like that. So there's too much to expect. Giving the fact, you know, the karma, the consciousness, different interests, different attitude, different way of thinking, how you can expect that other consciousness to be exact the same as your consciousness. Almost asking, oh, become one with me. That's impossible. No. So therefore, we have to open like that. Okay. So then, so that's why you are, when you are faced the close ones going through, going not having, wanting to be happy but not having good times, then you contribute, whatever ways. Could be like, you know, so like putting the, could be putting the cup in the middle drawer. That's why you are having friends not having good time, because that you have to learn to be more alert, you know, when you. He say or she may pay more attention. If you are the one who's saying it, then that's something else need to change. So and like that, you know. So then contributing towards happiness for loved one, close one, that's loving kindness. Loving kindness? Compassion. Okay, that's loving is important. Dunga the giving happiness, giving good time. That's loving kindness. Compassion. Then now you notice that your friend is having, experiencing difficulties, problems. So then, how is it? Helping the friend overcome from the sufferings, that's compassion. It's clear? Compassion and loving kindness should be understood differently. Loving kindness is giving something. The compassion is not kind of lifting up, you know, from the suffering. So then you begin with that, with your friend, close one. Then slowly, then practically, like technically it's kind of overwhelming that, you know, the idea is like to develop universal compassion, loving kindness. That's the goal, beautiful goal. But when it comes down practical, it's kind of overwhelming. So now that's why the order. In practical level, you begin with your loved one, close one. Then slowly move there to strangers. Then slowly move to enemies. Then it's called universal compassion. Universal loving kindness, because it covers all range of people. So that's how you begin. Okay. So there's then so chokla yiji dunga, according to now the stanza, you know, this is like 4,000 stanzas of Madhya Manga Avatara, the text composed by one of the Indian masters. In that text it said chokla yiji dunga, people who are well up, there's more problem in the mind, so that only can be solved through critical thinking. We need to think. We do need to think. Not just think, we need to think good. Good meditation. We do need to think. No, not just think, we need to think good. So that's the only way to, I think, that's the only way to, you know, to solve the problem in the mind. So then it begins with the precious human life. Precious human life. Means you wake up, you think about, and I say, oh, this my nose, you know, maybe like, I used to do the same thing. I don't blame you. Because when I was a young boy, I would like to have more hair on my body. You know, I shave here and here. And I get very excited when I see this few here. I got so excited. And not just here, then I want to see here. You know. So then, you know, then when it is, then now it's like that which is completely gone. That's just, then I realize it's kind of silly, you know, it's kind of silly. There are certain things, and we do the same things, you know. I say, So this all, I'm saying this, there's all these things we should not, these are not the things that we should pay attention to. The things that we need to pay attention to, like precious human life, there's something that we should pay attention to, rather than thinking of, like say, thinking bad of yourself is totally against enlightened wishes, enlightened understanding of the life, totally goes against. So then, please, you like, think how to promote that. This is not just, I just thought of last night and just say, okay, decided, oh, tomorrow, Sunday, this is what I'm going to say. It's been said. As I said, not just said, said repeatedly, repeatedly, again, again. So there's something that we should, you know, think about, like how to, to explain that. How to explain that? The idea is like precious human life. Now, how to explain that? How to help people to understand this truth? How to understand? No, nobody's making any money. It's like not like some idea that you try to sell, and you get money. It's not like that. Nobody's getting any money. Now, all this Buddha's teaching, that's free of copyright. Anybody can trust that. Those people have no intentions. No, that's free. No? So they don't. They'll live their life very simple. So now the idea is how to help people understand importance of that, the importance of seeing the preciousness in your life. Meaningful, so difficult to find, so meaningful, so precious. How to see that? That's very important, how to see that, rather than just, you know, blaming, wearing this, all kind of labels, you know, so I'm not good, I'm not doing this and that, and all this, like, actually it's like, if you have vow, you are breaking the vow from the root. It's very dangerous, you know, criticizing, looking down your precious one life. If you have vow, you are losing, not just damaging, you are losing the vow from the root. We should not, any circumstance, we should not look down on our, you know, life. This is so precious. You know? Actions, you know, and actor actions and yourself is separate. It's not one. Otherwise, there's no way to purify. Otherwise, you cannot say, I am going to purify. You cannot say. So my whole point is, you know, what is the best way? You know, as I said, I may not explaining in the best way, but you know, the point is how to see that. Then that helps, you know, like it's meaningful. It's not like when you think it's not meaningful, that's not true. It's not true. It is meaningful. Who said, Shakyamuni Buddha said, Lama Tsongkhapa said, why they said, just to help, just said, that's what they see, you know. So, or maybe there's somebody, you know, maybe somebody making some money out there, nobody making any penny at all, nobody making. You know? It's not true. So then how to see that? I think that's very important. That's very, very important. Then we are doing Lamrim practice, just thinking like that, you know. How to, like, appreciate the life that you have, rather than we should not ruin our life. We should not look down. As I said, if you have vow, it's not just damaging. It's like damaging from the root of your vow. So now, how to think? Every morning when you wake up, you know how to think. So then, when to think? Oh, now I realize this is precious because I'm doing this something that is benefiting somebody. You know, lack of this body intentionally. How much other people can do is very limited. because of this lack of spiritual life. So I want to know, as a friend, I want you to know, think a little bit, how, just based on that, how we can educate other people to understand, you know, the preciousness of this life. This, I think, is quite important. So maybe we all have responsibilities, not just me, we all have responsibilities. So then, once you understand that, you know, so that all this level that we wear is automatically disappears. So, and that's, you know, I just want to share that with you. So, I myself is trying all I, you know, trying all my best, you know, to this is so meaningful. When I see this meaningful, then I will more like, I will not waste. What do you mean waste? Waste means if you think something negative, that's exactly how you're wasting this precious, you know, life. So then giving that, oh, I'm going to be more mindful because this is so precious. I'm going to be mindful, you know, because I like to think good. Why? Because it makes me feel good. When I think about it, it makes me feel good. And people around me, they feel good too. Not because I'm Buddhist, I'm monk, I'm this and that. That doesn't make sense. In practical level, that's what I like to do. So then eventually you will say, I'm scared the hell out of this, those negative minds. Maybe slowly, so it takes time, slowly. So then it's not good. It's not good for my health, not good for, you know, my people. That's not because I'm Buddhist, not because of this. Simply, I want to be comfortable, peaceful, in the same way I want my friend to be comfortable and peaceful. So that's what I'm saying, it requires critical thinking, okay? So there's something easy to say, but not easy to do. Precious, seeing preciousness in this life, seeing this life as something meaningful rather than just meaningless. That's not true. It is not true. So then how to share this idea with other people, know this. So then we are practicing Lam Rim. It's also benefiting. So then when you see meaningful, then you not waste. Waste means going to a restaurant, eating nice meals. That's not waste of time. If people say, oh, yeah, I'm wasting my time because I went to the beach, you know, have a good time. That's not waste of time. When you look at the fast four perfections, why they are there? If there's a wasting of life, now why you practice generosity? If you are, you know, having money, having house, if that's the problems, why you practice generosity? Why does not you practice patience? If you worry about something, okay, maybe like that's probably like cycles. I'm worried about cycle. You should worry about negative mind, not the food that you eat, not the place that you go, not the friend that you have, not the house that you live in. Negative thought, you should be more worried about that. So that's why cycles, you know. Not because, you know, you wear nice clothes. No, not because of that. We are in samsara, it's the samsara. Not because of that. Because, you know, we eat a lot of cheesecake. Not because of that, we are stuck in the samsara. Because of negative mind. Negative mind, there's something that, you know, that I'm saying, eventually, that you, like, maybe will say, I'm scared the hell out of that. Or instead of saying, you know, personal, like that, okay, so that's all. So, over 4 minutes, over the time. Sarah is not here. I guess fine. SPC is not here. Just joking. So please, you know, try all your best, and also please help other people. Help your friends, how to see the preciousness in this life. This is very, very important. I think, you know, for me it's important, I think for all of us it's important. Then please think about how to share this knowledge and how to someone to understand that, you know, that's the truth. Okay? So that means we all have equal responsibility. Okay? We work as a team. Then that's what we do. Okay? Thank you.
So if you turn to the white prayer book, we'll say dedications on the first pink sheet. But before we do, our Mass to say this. The dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings to the Sangha and Dharma Center. We'll be passing generosity bowls in case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time, or there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead. So here's the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Sophia Sue, Ruth Appleby, Ron Burroughs, Frank Ferreira, Kathleen Fleming, Herbert Greaves, Sam Rainey, Mamie Stark, Barney the dog, Chelsea the cat, Ivy the dog, Kook the cat, Mikey the dog, Oakley the dog. Job search, Kim Conway, Daniel Dimitrov. Prayers for health and well-being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Becky, Bobby and Lori, Wayne Brannon, Megan and Marianne Burke, Ron Burroughs' family, Victoria Easterday Clark, Mildred Gooch, Allison Haar, Ken and Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Gary Marshall, Shelley Miller, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Faye Renard, Carl Rich, Scooby Rodriguez, the Rubin family, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Barbara Sloan, Maria Stallnaker, David Allen Slanger, Dion Washington, Kathy Wormser, Judith Wormser, Betsy Yop, the Zeta Psi chapter of Pi Kappa Phi at Averitt University, Loki the cat, Scooby the dog. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the Snowland teachings and chants migratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great decision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serves the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. So one more thing, then I'll stop. Okay, one more last thing. So the beggar, the sitting on the box filled with gold, begging all the time. Didn't ever look into the box that person sitting on. Turns out that box filled with gold. No need to beg. So that's like, just this example, you know, not seeing the presence in your life. It's going to be like that. Begging all the time, not knowing there's sitting on something that's full of gold. Okay, so that's just, you know, like, this all, we have equal responsibility how to really, you know, this truth is not just, you know, make you happy. So just to understand the truth, okay? Yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah. Now you can go home. I can go home, too.